mistaken for the truth. In his book, Defeating Darwinism by Opening Minds, Philip Johnson provides an excellent handle in recognizing divisive arguments in a section entitled Tuning Up Your Baloney Detector. Therein, Mr. Johnson describes varieties of baloney every baloney detector should be equipped to recognize. Thus, some valuable concepts to be aware of are provided. Today, we will look at the selective use of evidence, inappropriate appeals to authority, and ad hominem. First, Johnson talks about the selective uses of evidence. Ignoring evidence, or the lack thereof, when you find it convenient to do so. Museums, for example, that show animal groups with common ancestors for which fossils have not been found, fabricated without history, pure conjecture, filling in details for that which they have no fossils, exemplify the selective use of evidence. When evidence for a theory is lacking, proper use of evidence requires that the elements of that theory be questioned. The next mention in Johnson's book is the appeal to authority. It's likely true that science would never go far wrong if conclusive experiments were always possible, but sometimes only very limited tests and not all the tests relevant can be made. And some of these may not agree. So, scientific conclusions may be based on opinions, judgments, debates, and negotiation, with no guarantee that anybody has arrived at the truth. Then there is the ad hominem argument, occurring when someone attacks an arguer instead of focusing on the argument itself. Attacking somebody as a creationist or an atheist is just a tricky way of distracting attention from valid arguments. So, by avoiding the selective use of evidences, inappropriate appeals to authority, and ad hominem, we should strive to discuss these issues truthfully and in love, as defenders of the faith, informed, reconciling ourselves and others to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.